now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. My name is Greg Mangarelli, mayor of the city of Prescott, and I'm your host today. We have a great show today. We'll be talking about trails, and my guests today are Recreation Services Director Joe Baines and Chris Hosking, who's in charge of expanding and maintaining our trails. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. People ask me, Dave, why do you do those radio commercials yourself? For three generations, my family's been providing comfort through clean burning propane in Yavapai County. I wouldn't want a stranger to tell you about our commitment to the community, our hometown values, or how we spent 67 years working to make life better for folks. Anyway, thanks for listening. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Healthy pets and animals are a huge part of healthy communities. However, another huge part of the health of our communities comes from events benefiting worthwhile groups. That's where the 7th Annual Cruise In for the Veterans comes in. Talk about an awesome free car show. You like classic cars and street rods? Don't miss it. It takes place at Yellowhead College from 9 till 3 on Saturday, April 21st, and all proceeds benefit unfunded veteran services. Get there at 9 and you'll be in time for the National Anthem and Honor Guard. Food and coffee will also be available. Also on Saturday, April 21st, be sure to go down to the Courthouse Plaza in Prescott for the Wildfire Expo from 10 till 3. Here you'll find great info on how to set up your personal wildfire action plan and what to do with your livestock and pets. You'll even be able to pick up a special card to put on your front window to let firefighters know that you have pets in your house. Sponsored in part by the Prescott Area Wildland Urban Interface Commission, it's a great source of emergency services info. See you there.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
Welcome back, everyone. My first guest on Talk of the Town today is Joe Baines. He's the Recreation Services Director for the city of Prescott. Welcome, Joe.
Thank you, Greg. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for being with us today. So we have a lot to talk about, but first, I have to congratulate you. You're the man of the year with the Prescott Area Leadership, and I must say, all kidding aside, it's well-deserved, Joe, for all your work that you've done in the city. I appreciate all the things that, you know, a lot of things people don't know, a lot of behind-the-scenes things, and I've known you for a long time, and I really appreciate all that you've given to the city.
Well, I'm honored and humbled, and, you know, there's plenty of other people that have done way more than me, but I always look back at that, you know, that for the nonprofits, they always say time, talent, or treasure, right? I do have a little bit of all those things, and I think most people do. Mm-hmm. So it's just finding the right cause for me. It was baseball initially, and I did 12 years with Little League, and I got back way more than I ever put in. Now my passion is the Boys and Girls Club of Central Arizona, and same thing. It's the payback is good.
What a great event that was, Joe, recently with the Dancing for the Stars. Nicole Kennedy and her team have done a great job putting that on, and, man, the community really comes out. It was such a great show.
Yeah, and, you know, it's about supporting a great nonprofit, but it's also about getting a community together. You know, it's like an old barn raising, mm-hmm. when you know, back in the old days where the neighbors pitched in, everybody got together, and you have a good time, and you pull the rope in the same direction. So it was really a nice event on Saturday, and supports a great cause.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's switch gears here a little bit and talk more about what you do with the city. You manage more than just the trail system in Prescott and the parks and everything. Give us kind of an overview of what you do in your role with the city.
Well, we have, of course, all the recreation services things, the lakes, the trails, all the sports, the ballparks, the parks, also the golf course. We have a management agreement out there with Billy Casper Golf where they run the business operations. We continue to do the maintenance as a city function. And then we have the central garage. We have 525 assets all the way from fire trucks to, you know, S10 pickups. And then facilities. I think we have about 325,000 square feet of building that we maintain through that department too. So it's a lot, but, you know, it's about putting the right people in place and letting them mm-hmm. do their job. So, mm-hmm. While it seems like a lot, it's certainly not all on my shoulders. There's a lot of people, in key positions that make things happen.
Yeah, you have some good leaders. We have some good leaders throughout the city staff, I've learned here in the few months I've been with the city. So you talked about some of the things that you do with sports. Give us kind of a preview of what's coming up this season around the corner in terms of sporting events.
Well, right now, I mean, we're just really getting to our prime here. Just this last weekend, I did a rough calculation, and I figured it was about 7,000 people that we put in town this last weekend. We had a running event on the Circle Trail, and it's a variety of races. There was a 54-mile race, which was the whole Circle Trail. Mm-hmm. Then you could do half the Circle Trail, and then there was also a 10K. And I believe they had 535 runners, up from 200 2 years ago. So it's really grown. It's really of course, the Circle Trail is so diverse, and I really believe it's going to become a signature event for the city of Prescott. At the same time, we had a mountain bike race out at Pioneer Park. We had about 500 riders in that event. And then right in the middle of that, we had, I believe it was 83 soccer teams that were playing not only in Prescott, but in Prescott Valley. Those youth soccer tournament was over 2 weeks. The boys and then the girls were last weekend. Altogether, 260 teams is what they had over those weekends. And what a great economic boon for not only Prescott, but Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, the whole area. People coming up to enjoy the facilities and spend some money in the community and hopefully have a vacation along with, you know, the sporting event.
Yeah, it seems like we've turned some corners in the last couple of years, Joe. When you talk about multiple events on a weekend, you know, it seems like we were more of a one-horse town where you had kind of one big event or maybe not even one big event, but just one event. And now you're talking about multiple things going on at the same time. And if I heard you right, 7,000 people total over the weekend. Is that right?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's just from those three events, not to mention all of the other people that are coming up for the trails and all of the other things. It's really amazing what happens behind the scenes to try to make all that happen. And really, I think what people don't understand is for those events, the planning starts, you know, a year in advance. I mean,
sure.
They go through the special event committee, that process to make sure that we have, you know, traffic control in place and a sufficient number of porta-johns and all of those types of things to make sure that we have events that people want to come back to again and again.
Well, and you also help with hosting the events that happen typically on the Mile High field over there, downtown Prescott Mile High Middle School, right? You guys handle all that?
We do. We have a partnership with Prescott Unified School District where we run some special events on the Mile High Middle School football field grounds there with the track area, which is great because what it's done for us, the city, is kind of freed up some of those congestions, some of those street closures mm-hmm. that we typically have before, and it's a lot easier to manage things that way and help support the local businesses where there's still through traffic can get through and there's hopefully some available parking. But, yeah, we're busy. Really, you know, it starts about the first week in April, and it'll be busy every weekend. Maybe not as busy as last weekend, but here at the end of the month, we've got the Whiskey Off-Road, which is a three-day event, which is going to be, I think they estimate about 12,000 people that will come between riders and spectators for that event.
Wow, so even more than what we're talking about here recently. So give us some sense of the economic impact. Have you done any studies or what kind of data might you have or some sense of what this means to our local economy?
Well, we have a really good sense of what it means for sporting events because that's easy for us. We know where the teams are coming from. In other words, the spending in the community is going to be much larger if you're coming from, say, 80 or 100 miles away because you're going to stay overnight. So we can calculate. We know how many people are on a team. We know how many days they're going to be here, and we have an idea of what the average daily spend is. Mm-hmm. And I think we estimate that economic impact just from the sports tournament to be around $6 million a year. Special events are a little more difficult because we don't have a barcode that scans the zip code and we don't know exactly where they're from. But suffice to say, it's right along the same lines. There are typically some day trippers, no question about it, but a lot of them are coming up here for the weekend. So they're going to come out and experience the trails and then maybe they'll come downtown for that evening for a special event and then, you know, wrap up the evening, you know, with a meal at one of our fine restaurants or whatever the case might be. So that's a little more difficult to put our finger on. Same thing with our trail visits. We do measure the number of trail visits, which we have around 800,000 a year. You know, we could assign a number to that, but the number, let's just say it's pretty significant and it's growing. If you use the economic impact from our sporting events alone and mirror that to the special events and outdoor recreation trails and whatnot, we've doubled since 2011 mm-hmm. what that impact is. And I think we've done it pretty well. We want to put feet on the street and then manage the impacts. If there's going to be traffic impacts, we want to manage that.
Right. Yeah, no, that's great. And you alluded as well to the fact that we partner with surrounding municipalities, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley. We don't have enough beds probably for a lot of these really large events. And tell us a little bit about partnering with Prescott Valley with the Event Center. I know that that's a great opportunity for some of these sporting events as well.
It really is. And I think that's definitely a growing partnership. In fact, next week we'll be going to Minneapolis to the National Sports Commissioners Convention to meet with different events. Example like Tough Mudder, you know, you may have a rugby group there, frisbee golf, a disc golf, mm-hmm. And we're going with Prescott Valley, Scott Norton from Spectra, who does the event center for the town of Prescott Valley, to, you know, specifically to find some events that we can fill, you know, that facility up. And the great thing about that is our goal is really to work on midweek visitation
right.
and shoulder season visitation. That facility seats about 5,500 people, depending upon what event it is. And just as an example, the AIA events that they did in January and February, they fill the hotel rooms in Prescott. They come eat meals in Prescott. They stay in mm-hmm. Prescott Valley. And the same is true when we're busy in the summer. So those partnerships are huge for us to grow that, and they're willing partners, and they've been great to work with.
Yeah, no, I really appreciate working with Mayor Skoog out there, and he's been very helpful, and so it's good to partner with those guys out there as well as Chino Valley. So in terms of partnerships as well, you play a big role in the city's tourism efforts. How do you work with the tourism department as well, and maybe the Chamber of Commerce and those folks?
Well, it's true. Partnerships, I mean, I could spend the whole hour talking about partnerships because we partner with the county, we partner with the chamber. But when we talk specifically about tourism, when our city manager came in, Michael Lamar, a little over a year, say a year and a half ago, he did some rejuggling of responsibilities and divisions of departments, and that's when Fleet and Facilities came over into Recreation Services. But one of the other things he did was rejuggled and created a different look at tourism with John Heine, and it's been great. We have pulled the Prescott or Chamber of Commerce a lot closer in with our planning efforts. We have a great tourism advisory committee that we work with. Just had a meeting today. And we have representatives from the hotel industry and the restaurants and the museums and all those that really allow us to really grow that. And that's the same kind of – it mirrors the growth that we've had in our sports calendar, our tourism, and our bed tax numbers. We're under 500,000 in 2011. I think we're going to break the million mark this year.
Wow. That's great. Well, it's important to make sure all those relationships are healthy and working together, and I think we're in a great position, Joe. When you talk about these different partnerships with municipalities, with the county, with the Chamber of Commerce, the Prescott Downtown Partnership, with the school, we live in such a great community. Everybody wants kind of the same thing, and that is to make Prescott great and to continue to improve. And you know, kind of circling back even with the Boys and Girls Club, I was thinking about all the different nonprofits that are in our city that benefit from our community. When you look at Kiwanis as well as Big Brothers, I was just at YEI yesterday. Just from those four organizations, I think there's been about $1 million raised from our community here in the last few months, and it really tells you about the strength of our community and how people really want to help out and get involved.
And how much more we can do together. I think that's so important. If, you know, PUSD as an example, Prescott Unified School District, we don't have all the indoor facilities we need or the outdoor facilities, nor do they. But when we pull together and we share those resources, we can offer our adult indoor sports because we have partnerships with the YMCA, partnerships with PUSD. Without that, we couldn't, and vice versa. So we want to create those win-wins, and we're still a small community, and we all need to pull the rope in the same direction. I think we are.
Yep. No, that was never more evident to me when I started coaching Little League, and I could see that, you know, you're on these different fields with different organizations or entities, and but it was all for Little League, you know, and I know that's kind of a big thing to coordinate, yet you have to do that to have enough places to practice in the case of Little League, and I'm sure it's true of all the other sports. So, well, thanks so much, Joe. I appreciate talking here on the front end of the show. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to invite my favorite trail architect into the studio, into the conversation, Chris Hosking, and we'll talk more about trails. We'll be right back.
When you join the Castle Club at Cliff Castle Casino, you get so much more than just a card. You get membership in one of the best casino rewards clubs in Arizona. And new members can swipe to win up to $200 in free play for signing up. You can earn comp meals, lodging, merchandise, concert tickets, and more just for playing. Come experience why Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Money back from Gettles? Listen up, because this is a cool deal. Earn up to $1,700 in possible rebates with Gettles, the premier Lennox dealer in northern Arizona. The guys and gals at Gettles can help you put cash in your pocket with huge spring savings on a new central AC system. So call now to schedule your free in-home evaluation. 928-772-2751 or visit GettlesHDM.com. That's GOETTLS. Don't settle. Get Gettles.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, Todd, Liberty Mutual just saved me $782.
$782.
Liberty did what?
What? Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Maybe I should switch to Liberty Mutual.
Visit us online to... Hey, stop echoing.
Sorry.
Visit us online to get a quote, and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm the mayor, Greg Mangarelli, and this is Talk of the Town on KQ&A. We just talked to Recreation Services Director Joe Baines, and now we've added into the conversation Chris Hosking. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing good.
Good to have you here today. So let's talk trails a little bit more here. But before we do that, just give us some sense of what your job description looks like, or does it change on a daily basis?
Well, it's definitely changes on a daily basis, but, you know, I take care of the Mile High Trail system. So that's 100 miles that is city-managed trails, close to 100, not quite 100 yet, and then about 2,400 acres of open space, which we call natural parkland. We put it to use. We put trails on it. And we got a lot of visitation out there. We're, you know, currently about 800,000 visits on those trails. So we have, like I said, 2,400 acres. We have about 30 trail systems. So that's my job, is managing all of that.
What's a typical day look like for you, Chris?
Well, again, not a typical day, but a typical week would maybe on Mondays and Friday mornings, I have the Over the Hill Gang volunteers, and we go out and we build trails. And sometimes we go out Wednesdays and do fencing or signage. But on those other times, you know, I may be looking around, seeing what maintenance needs to be done. I mean, looking at seeing what other signage needs to be done. I may be designing trails and running all over the hillside, trying to figure out the next trail, working with developers and planning to look at, you know, what's the next year look like? What's the next 5 years look like? And then working with our, you know, GIS department on mapping and talking with our partners, you know, and what their needs are.
Yeah, no, that sounds great. So you have, you said, about 100 miles of trail right now. So give us a sense of, like, how long you've been doing this and how many trails you had when we got started. Kind of give us that progression or that perspective.
Yeah, I mean, I arrived here in 2006, and I was made full-time in 2007. And when I got here, you know, I looked at how much land the city had, and I was looking at all the mapping, and I couldn't really believe that we didn't really have any trails in the Dells, you know, other than the Peavine running through it. We had no trails in the Dells. So I was like, well, I need to be able to figure out how we're going to put trails in the Dells. And, you know, going after grants is competitive and not always successful. So I got a group called the Over the Hill Gang together. There was that really started with my predecessor, Eric Smith, who got a group of guys together, and a group of trail volunteers, not just guys, to put the Peavine on the map and to pull all those railroad ties off of it and make it into a trail. And that was back in 98, 99. And then that group, you know, they had a great time doing that, and then they wanted to continue that volunteering on trails. So they went into the Forest Service, and they worked on Forest Service trails. And then I got here in 2006, and, you know, I got four guys the first day to go out in 2007 in the Willow Dells. And now we have, you know, 200 people on the mailing list, probably 60 or 70 who are active every week. We go out, you know, like I said, on Mondays and Fridays, and we go from 8 to 11, and we have a good time.
Yeah, no, that's great. So You're talking about volunteers here real quick. How do people get plugged into that, Chris, if they're interested in helping out? You were mentioning Monday and Friday you guys do this, but how could they get connected?
Well, you can go onto the city website. You can just punch in PrescottTrails.com, and that'll go to the city website. And then just look for the trails icon, click on that, and then right at the head of the page there is how to volunteer. You hit that, and then it'll give you. You can put in your email address and your contact information, and then you'll get an email of all our work events that we're doing.
Wonderful, wonderful. So, with trails, what new stuff are you working on? I know you've been working there off of Watson Lake area, the Peavine Trail with the Easter Island area, but that and other places. What's new? What's coming up?
We have a lot of things pending. You know, there's a lot of development, as you know, that's imminent in certain parts of town. So they all want trails. Trails are what people want these days. And they're, you know, inexpensive to maintain. And if you design them right, then the maintenance will be, minimal too. So people want to walk their dog, they want to go bike riding, they want to go running or hiking with grandkids right out of their house. So and that's what I'm trying to get across to the developers and making sure that's what people want right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that seems to be the demographic that loves coming to our city, Chris, and moving in is maybe retired folks, but they're pretty active. They want to be on the lakes. They want to be on the trails. And that's probably why you see so many volunteers coming your way, because they want to be a part of that solution to have more trails. But they're very active folks, and they do. They see it as an amenity, an asset. And even the developers, I think, see the value in putting in those trails because it attracts people to their developments.
Yeah, and really, you know, we're blessed with some of the best weather in the country. You know, we have very mild climate. You can recreate here for 11 months out of the year and have a good time. You know, the weather is not that cold. It's not that wet. We're not too buggy. We're not too humid. So our weather really lends itself to having an outdoor recreation lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And so that's why people are looking at Prescott, you know, and now we're building the infrastructure to make that happen. So, you know, we're working with our partners, you know, such as the Forest Service, who on big picture stuff for the next, you know, 5-10 years, what's trails going to look like? Where are they going to go? What are the trends in trails? What are people looking for? What's the trends in outdoor recreation? Where's that going? So it's a fun thing to look at. You know, if you look back 15 years at Prescott, and now we're going to look 15 years ahead, you know, it's there's going to be some change, and I think it's going to be for the better.
Well, I've seen a lot of change, Chris. I've mountain biked in our city for about 15 years or so, and you know, the old trails, particularly in the Forest Service, were pretty much just down, you know, kind of straight down a wash, which was kind of fun, honestly, but it was also pretty dangerous, and it's not a sustainable trail. And so I really appreciate what the Forest Service and yourself have done, and I know there's a lot of partnering going on to change that, because the trails now are way easier to maintain, but even for a rider or a hiker, they're easier to navigate. You know, it's not just this uphill crawl that's straight up. You've got the switchbacks and kind of more with the contour. So tell us a little bit more about what it takes to build a new trail, or maybe to change some of the old trails that I'm talking about.
Yeah, the old trails, let's start with the old trails. The old trails were legacy trails, you know, that's what we like to call them. They were probably a mining, mm-hmm. you know, a way to get to a mine, and they were straight up what we call the fall line, so straight up the hill. So that was the quickest, easiest way to get to these mines. So, but you know, when that the problem is when it rains, then all that water comes straight down the hill, straight down the trail you just went up. And so the brush is cleared, and the rain will find its easiest way down the hill. So now we're having erosion issues. Now we're putting sediment into the creeks and just having a, you know, a bad trail experience with that. So the new trails are all about where's the water going? Where's the water going to go? Because we want to have a trail that doesn't change every time it rains. We want something that is consistent, that people can have fun on, is not a maintenance issue, is not a danger to people who are on it. So we're taking people, you know, we're taking people on a journey on these trails, but we want to do it in a safe way, and we want to, you know, take them to the best views, take them to the best trees or the rocks or it's not all about point A to point B. Sometimes it is, but not all the time, you know. Like the Constellation Trails is 80 acres, and we squeezed in almost 4 miles of trail in there. But you're not on top of one another, because that particular landscape lends itself to having that much trail in, because you have big rocks that separate from the other trails. So you can be right where you were before 5 minutes before, but you're on the other side of a rock. But, you know, as far as bigger landscapes like the Badger Mountain Trail and up on P Mountain area, that's a point A to point B. But we really want to design those trails so it's not a death march, you know. We want to keep the grades down to a manageable level. We're at altitude here, so we don't want a sustained climb, you know, for more than 400 yards, and then it levels out. You catch your breath. You take a look at the view, and then you take off again up a pitch. So we're climbing, but we're not making it a uncomfortable experience.
Yeah, no, that's great. And I appreciate, like, the Easter Island area there off of the Peavine. My family and I hiked that a few weeks ago. I guess it was maybe even on Easter weekend. And, you know, it's just a very interesting trail. Joe alluded to the fact that the Circle Trail just has so many different landscapes and terrains and views. And, you know, you're in pine trees, and in some places you're wide open. And it's really cool to have all the differences on the trails in our area. But that Easter Island was so interesting because of all the little nooks and crannies you took us on. And it was just very interesting, and some amazing views in there that I wouldn't have guessed, you know, to the east and west.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's the 160 acres that we bought in January. We started in February, and it's an iconic Prescott. You know, it's dells, it's great views, and that's when I'm planning these trails. I'm out there just trying to figure out where's the best views, where's the rocks that I think I can make it through. And if I can't make it through, then where can I harvest rocks to make a ramp or to get people where I want to take them? So I'm looking for the best views. How do I approach that view? How do I do the reveal? Where's the cool trees? I mean, there's certain things on that trail that you will see in one direction, and then you'll come back to the different direction, and you'll see something completely different. There's a one balancing rock. You go right past. You don't see it in one direction. You come back, and it's, wow, I missed that, you know? So that's the fun thing, to really take people on that journey and, you know, show them how cool it can be.
Yeah, no, I highly recommend people check out that new part of the trail there in that newly purchased open space there, the old Storm Ranch. That's off of the Peavine Trail. If you head out and pull in there next to the Yavapai Humane Society, the parking lot's just down the way there, that trailhead. And you go about a mile and a half to the north, and you'll see the trail marked on the right side of the Peavine Trail. And I highly recommend getting your family out there and checking that out. So let's talk a little bit before we go to a break. With the Forest Service and the county, you do a lot of partnering up with those guys, particularly the Forest Service, I would assume. And you were talking the other day when we were mountain biking just about how you don't even notice whether you're on city property or Forest Service property because of the signage. I hadn't really thought about that. But talk a little bit about those partnerships.
Yeah, the Forest Service is, you know, they have a much bigger area. And, you know, we have the trails that are close to town. We do have areas of city trails that go from the city to the forest. And we have city trails that are also in the county, but the land is owned by the city. So we have a lot of partnership opportunities there. The Forest Service is, we've come up with a plan, the Greater Prescott Trails Plan. We had meetings starting 10 years ago, looking at landscape, and then we rapidly moved on to what are the recreation desires. And 80% of the people in the room wanted more trails. And we're very lucky to have so many trails and so many trails that are open to all user groups. And we take pride in everyone getting along. And we've had some conflicts in the past, and we've dealt with it. And I think we're coming on 5 years with no conflict between trail users, you know, trying to slow down mountain bikers in certain places, trying to open up sight lines to make the trails safer. So that's one aspect. But then we're also looking at what is this area going to look like, and where are the trends going with trails. So where are we going to put new trails? How are we going to make a better, you know, race course, you know, maybe for the whiskey? How are we going to deal with not just non-motorized, but motorized recreation? So the Forest Service has that huge palette, and, you know, we're a partner to help them, you know, do what they can do within their own structure. But I think we've got the resources with the city to help them and to, you know, because people don't know, like you said, they don't know if they're in the city, if they're in the county, if they're in the Forest Service. They just know they're in Prescott having a good time.
Yep. No, and I think that's great. Well, we're going to take a break here in just a second. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about the Whiskey Off-Road and a few other things regarding trails. You also have an interesting story, I think, of the craziest thing you've ever seen on the trail. But you're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Guess what? It's planting time, and Prescott Dirt is the best place to get your planter's mix. Hi, this is Sam from Prescott Dirt. Nothing's more fun than getting down in the dirt and planting your flowers or veggies in deep, dark, rich topsoil. Prescott Dirt's topsoil is dug locally from Willow Lake, and our planter's mix is both topsoil and mulch. What a great combination. Have fun playing in the dirt and making things grow. You can visit either of our locations, Prescott or Prescott Valley, or on the web at PrescottDirt.com.
Staying healthy and active is important to you. Don't let varicose veins, spider veins, or non-healing wounds slow you down. They may be a sign of a more serious condition known as chronic venous insufficiency. Symptoms include aching, painful, or fatigued legs, swelling, itching, or cramping, or skin changes. More than 25 million Americans suffer from some sort of venous disorder. The good news is that your options for treatment are more diverse than ever before. The experts at the Vein Center at Yavapai Region Medical Center in Prescott Valley can help restore leg circulation to improve health, reduce pain, and get you back to your active life. Dr. Anil Kumar, board certified in vascular medicine and the medical director of YRMC's Vein Center, leads a multidisciplinary team that includes experts in wound care, infectious diseases, and diabetes management. Talk to your healthcare provider about the Vein Center at YRMC or call 928-759-5890.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Wednesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. Mike Rowe has returned the favor at Granite Mountain Hotshots Memorial State Park. Rowe, the host of Dirty Jobs, is featuring the Wildland Firefighter Guardian Institute and the State Park on his Facebook Watch series, Returning the Favor. The show follows Rowe as he travels the country in search of remarkable people making a difference in their communities. The Institute's founders are Deborah Fingston, mother of Andrew Ashcraft, and Roxanne Preston, the widow of William Warnecke. Ashcraft, Warnecke, and 17 other Granite Mountain Hotshots were killed fighting the Yarnell Hill Fire 5 years ago this June 13th. In recognition of the work the Institute has done to support wildland firefighters, Governor Doug Ducey joined Rowe at the Memorial State Park to surprise Fingston and Preston with donations for their organization, including a full-size bronze statue of a hotshot and $5,000 worth of equipment from Steel Chainsaws. The Returning the Favor episode, which also features Prescott, was released yesterday morning. For more information on this story, log on to KQNA.com and click on the link to Prescott E-News. And on that note, you can add state lands in Yavapai County to the list of areas going into Stage 1 fire restrictions this Friday.
Prescott National Forest officials have announced the restrictions are going into effect earlier than usual due to the lack of precipitation the area has received. State Forestry spokeswoman Tiffany Davila says the lack of moisture received throughout Arizona. Recent high winds and rising temperatures have prompted her agency to also take action.
It's unfortunate that we have to do this so early in the year, but we've had a lot of human-caused fires. We're seeing a lot of abandoned campfires. The weather conditions are dry. We haven't received a lot of moisture. Right now, it's just best to be proactive.
Davila explains the restrictions are going into place before the summer weather hits.
We're heading into a popular summer month. Memorial Day is coming up. We've got 4th of July in a couple months. Right now, it's something that we have to do in order to keep our public safe, our wildland firefighters safe, and all of our communities safe.
Stage 1 restrictions mean fires are prohibited unless they are in a developed campsite or picnic area. Smoking is prohibited unless it's within an enclosed vehicle or developed recreation site. The discharging or use of fireworks and welding are also prohibited. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Clear tonight, sunny and extremely windy tomorrow with a fire weather watch. Expect an overnight low of 40 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 62 tomorrow and a high of 59 on Friday. 44 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Thursday of 72 and a high on Friday of 66. Talk of the Town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM, KQ&A.
Are you craving a lodgepole-like cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Pale Apricot Pale Ale? Or are you thirsty for a malty manzanita red ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
All over Arizona, people are warming up for the voice scratchers.
Cha, cha.
You can win up to $50,000.
Cha, cha.
Or enter for a chance to win a trip to the Voice Experience in Las Vegas and L.A. with a chance at $1 million and a seat at the Voice Live Finale.
OMG! OMG!
Available now at an Arizona Lottery retailer near you. Visit ArizonaLottery.com for more details.
Hi, Ken here with the Plants of the Week and our pink lady, Mara.
One of the prettiest ladies you'll ever meet. Her flowers are the color of pink lipstick blotted on a white tissue.
Gorgeous and carefree, her knee-high flowers sing in the slightest of mountain breeze and a hummingbird's dream diet, all for $12.
She dresses up the mailbox and loves driveway heat and only found at Waters Garden Center.
1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott, where people who love ladies in pink, they love to shop.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. People ask me, Dave, why do you do those radio commercials yourself? For three generations, my family's been providing comfort through clean burning propane in Yavapai County. I wouldn't want a stranger to tell you about our commitment to the community, our hometown values, or how we spent 67 years working to make life better for folks. Anyway, thanks for listening. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
Welcome back, everybody. We're talking to Chris Hosking, the city's trail and natural parks coordinator, as well as Joe Baines is with us. And Chris, we were talking a lot about trails here, and we've got a big event coming up here in just about a week and a half with the Whiskey Off-Road mountain bike race. So tell us a little bit about that event, how long it's been around, and kind of what's entailed for you and maybe the Forest Service in coordinating that kind of event.
Well, it's the 15th anniversary of the Whiskey Off-Road. And there's now about 2,000 races and over the weekend. You know, most of the trails are actually in the forest. So they start in the city and they take off up Copper Basin and then they get into the Forest Service. And, you know, there's a permitting process with the Forest Service, and they're well aware of what to do there and, you know, where the aid stations are going to be and just about safety and getting people through this event as safely as possible.
Yeah, no, I think that's really our marquee event, wouldn't you say, in terms of mountain biking? And, you know, I mean, I know that we do this, for me, it's kind of a newer event, this big foot race that they do on the Circle Trail. That's only a couple years old, right?
Yeah, it was its third year this year, and, you know, we had 500 races, so that's up 250 from last year. We also had a big MBAA race, Mountain Bikers of Arizona Association. That's a state series. There was 575 people mm-hmm. up for that at Pioneer Park this last weekend. We have the big high school NICA race in September, and there's probably six. I think actually it's going to be closer to 800 kids this year for that, and that's usually the third week in September.
Yeah, well, for our listeners, I think, you know, the weekend of the Whiskey Off-Road, it's a lot of fun to be downtown, particularly Saturday night. They have a concert and some fun things that folks could jump in on. Is that right?
Yeah, the whole weekend starts off with the Friday night criterium. They have the Whiskey, you know, 15 that takes off. And then once that returns, usually is when the criterium around downtown using Mount Union Hill to go up. That's a good time. You know, get real close to the athletes. You get to see how much pain they can put themselves through going up that hill, you know, 10, 12 times. And then there's the big bike race on Saturday. There's concerts all day. There's usually an event in the evening. Sometimes it was at the Elks. It's usually, you know, in the downtown area. Then Sunday we have the pro race, and that's if you want to see some people who are in shape. That is the pro race. They take off and they do the race out to Skull Valley and back, 50 miles, you know, in under 4 hours. I mean, they're cranking.
Olympic caliber racers, which is really neat.
Yeah, we've had former world champions who have raced, and it's really a puzzle trying to figure out when, you know, to fit into the schedule, because there's World Cup races happening all over the world right now, and to try and get these athletes to come in here. There's a big racer, the Sea Otter in Monterey, and there's one a week after the Whiskey, I believe, back in Europe. And so this is a stop-off point just to keep them trained. You know, we can't forget we have our Olympian that lives in town, Chloe Woodruff, who, you know, she's won it in the past, and she's going to win it again this year. And we're getting a lot of athletes who are training here. Some are moving here because of what we're doing with our, you know, endurance athletes and the trails that are what they want to do. They're living at altitude, but it's not too high and it's not too low. Again, we have great weather, so this is a great place for those people to come and train.
Well, I think I just want to encourage our listeners again to get out and check it out Friday night for that criterium. Is a really cool race in the downtown area where you can get up close and personal with those athletes and see what they do, as well as Saturday is a great day to be down just about any time of the day. So I'd encourage people to get out and check it out. Let's shift gears here a little bit and talk more about partnering with our neighboring communities and trail connectivity. Joe and Chris, let's talk a little bit about how we're starting to connect trails to Chino Valley and Prescott Valley. What's that look like?
Well, we've been working on this for a while, but, you know, 2 years ago, I think it was, Prescott Valley built a trail up to the top of Glassford on that side, their town side of the trail. And we've been working for a number of years to how do we connect that? How do we make that work? So we've been working with them. And it goes, a lot of it goes across Arizona State Trust land, so we've got to work with the land department, which we've done in the past. The process can be a little slow, but we've jointly applied with the town of Prescott Valley. They recognize the benefit of connecting to their neighbors. We recognize the benefit of connecting to them. Also on the Chino Valley side, using a great portion of the Peavine Trail, we want to make that connection, and I expect that there's some things in the works. I expect that within the next 12 months or so, we'll have at least the agreements in place to do that. And, you know, the other thing that some of this does, the Iron King going to the Peavine that already connects to Prescott Valley is kind of a commuter trail, too. There's a percentage of people who want to use alternative forms of transportation but don't want to be on the roads necessarily that can commute either to Prescott Valley or from Prescott Valley. And we want to have the same kind of connection to Chino Valley. And like I say, I think within the next year we'll at least have some of those agreements in place, and that'll be a banner day.
Well, I'm glad you guys are partnering with Chino Valley and Prescott Valley in this way, because I know from my perspective, a lot of the different things that I'm working on as the mayor, I just see a lot of great cooperation happening right now with the surrounding municipalities. It's really good to see, and we're just better together. And so these are all these ways that we can partner. I think it's very, very, very important. Well, let's talk a little bit about the craziest thing you guys have seen on the trail. You know, you're on a lot of trails, you know, you've seen a lot of crazy things. I'm assuming this has to do with some kind of crazy animal or something you've seen out on the trail.
Well, craziest thing I saw, I was building the Badger Mountain Trail and building it with a mini excavator, and you're getting a bit of a zone, you know. You're on this. You got the music on. You got your headphones on, and you. But I got a sense that something's watching me, and I turn around, and right behind me was a guy who was naked, and he was hiking on the trail. He had shoes on. That was about the only thing he had on. And I go, "What is going on here?" He goes, "It's naked hiking. It's big in Europe." I said, "Well, we are in little old Prescott here, and that's not going to fly." So he said, "Well, can I pass?" And I said, no, I have a youth corps up there, and there's some girls up there, and you're not going up there." He said, "Well, where should I go?" And I said, "Well, you should go home, put some clothes on, and then drive all the way up out of town and go find a place that's kind of open but with no trails and go hike through the forest, and you probably won't see anyone."
That's a crazy story. A little bit unbelievable, but, you know, because I know you, Chris, and trust you, I believe that you're telling, for the most part, the truth. So it's not a clothing optional trail system.
No. So I got on the phone right away with our partners and said, you know, we got to look at this naked hiking, and maybe we need to get some different types of trails going. But there was a little bit of resistance to that.
Yeah, if you consider that, let's do that way away from downtown, because many times I have my family out on the trail, and we don't want to see that. So, Joe, you mentioned earlier, we talked a little bit about some different activities and events you had coming up. Can you give us a little bit more of a preview of what's coming into town?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're a couple weeks away from starting our adult softball leagues. We've got 130 teams this year. It's down a little bit from last year, but still, per capita, we're the most visited or most the busiest adult softball league in the state of Arizona, maybe even in the country. So that'll be kicking off here pretty soon. We have almost every weekend coming up now, we'll have some kind of a softball tournament. We have Tom Tobin tournament, which is for the seniors. That's been popular for, gosh, I bet you it's going on 20 years that'll be going on. And that's a midweek. They do the older guys and gals during the midweek, Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday, Sunday. is the younger guys like me that get out there. So that one's been going on for a long time, and that's good. Some of the youth fast pitch softball tournaments we have, you know, we'll get up around 60, 80 teams that are here. We've partnered with Prescott Valley in the past before on that for fields, so we can facilitate that. And it's growing. It continues to grow. Our youth baseball tournaments are growing. It took a little while to get those going, but now we're being recognized as a place to be. So those are growing a lot faster, and we've got that going on. Pickleball, we've got some pickleball tournaments coming up now that we've got our eight courts of pickleball out at Pioneer Park. That's another one that does a lot of midweek. You know, a lot of those are older, retired people that have the availability to do some, you know, midweek-type visitation. So that'll be big. So really very diverse, a lot of things that go on in our park system.
Yeah, no, that's great. Well, we're going to take a break here, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about our parks and some of the amenities associated with our parks, as well as the Stage 1 fire restrictions that are coming up this week. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Where the long, cool summer is about to start.
In Alaska, maybe, but we're here in Arizona.
Yeah, but if you get a brand new air conditioner from us,
you'll have a long, cool summer. I get it.
And if the listeners get it, they'll save a lot of money right now.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Save money now on a brand new air conditioning system from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Visit GettlesHDM.com or be sure to see Cindy at Costco. Don't settle. Get Gettle's.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's. Locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 White Spire Road or call 445-4600.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
Welcome back, everybody. We have just a couple minutes to wrap up the show here. Joe, give us a sense of kind of what's going on at Watson Lake Park. There's a lot of different amenities out there. I'm not sure everyone knows all the opportunities.
Yeah, absolutely, Greg. The you know, Watson is, I think, a good example of, you know, how can you go out on a Saturday and have a good time with the family, an inexpensive good time with the family. Watson's a great example of that. You know, you can load up the car. There's a $3 parking fee, or if you want to get a multi-visit pass, they're discounted, and we also offer annual passes that you can find on our website. But, you know, you can go out there and bring the family out. Have a picnic. You can go. We have a kayak and canoe rentals that are available from Memorial Day to Labor Day. Go out and kayak. We have disc golf, which we added 9 holes here about 6 months ago, so it's an 18-hole golf course. You know, I went out there and played with, we had a little 3-year-old with us, and my daughter was like 10 at the time. And it's just kind of the pace. You just go to the lowest throw and work your way up towards a basket. So a good way to spend the day. We've got bocce ball courts out there, so people can go out there and experience bocce ball. We have the playgrounds. So just that as an example is a great. And we've got Goldwater, which has a lot of other available. You can go fishing. I mean, there's a lot to do for a good family experience.
Yeah, I think there's a lot more out there than we realize. So that's great for families to take advantage of, particularly on weekends. Just follow those different amenities at our great parks that we have. Well, guys, thank you so much for being with us. I wanted to mention real fast as we close, we do have Stage 1 fire restrictions that are coming up on Friday, so people need to be aware of that. You can go to the website and get more information about what that means, but no smoking outside, and also fires have to be contained within fire pits on the Forest Service, among other things. So make sure you're careful out there. I want to thank Joe and Chris for being on the show with us today. It's been a great time talking about trails and parks, and thank you so much. This is Mayor Mingarelli, and you've been listening to KQ&A.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.